Hey, let me take a minute and talk to you about Dan Kaplis. You can turn on your radio or TV and you are absolutely swamped with ads from personal injury lawyers. So the question is, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with somebody that you can trust? I trust personally, and I'm talking about Dan Kaplis. I've talked about him for years on KOA. He's now one of the sponsors of our podcast. For over 35 years, Dan has fearlessly litigated cases all the way through trial. But the most important thing to know, he's been successful in those trials. He wins. Dan's proven results include multi-million dollar settlements from hospital negligence to car accidents to truck accidents. Dan Kaplis has the experience to support and also help you through the entire process. He's got great knowledge, insights, and they know how to go up against any situation. So as we've told you before, Dan Kaplis Law is a serious firm for serious cases, with honest lawyers whose mission it is to take care of their clients. See for yourself. For a free consultation, call 303-770-5551. Again, the number 303-770-5551 for Dan Kaplis Law.
Hey, let me ask a question. Have you signed up at Volo Sports yet? Because this is the spot to make new friends, get a fun workout in, and also play your favorite sports. Volo Sports, V as in Victor, O-L-O. Volo Sports is the country's largest social co-ed sports league in the U.S., and it's right here in Denver. And I'm talking about a lot of things, from flag football to basketball to volleyball. If you like pickleball, they have that. Even cornhole and kickball. You can play any sports you want. Sign up to play with a team or, maybe better, small group of friends. Or you can sign up to play solo with the Volo Pass, and that lets you join pickup games that fit into your particular schedule. Or, if you prefer, drop into any league when they need a fill-in. It's perfect for those unpredictable and busy schedules that we all have. And here's something else that's cool. Part of your registration fee goes to the Volo Kids Foundation, which introduces kids to a healthy, active lifestyle. Kids that might not normally get to play sports due to financial restrictions. But Volo Sports makes it possible. Fall leagues are now open. So download the Volo app or head to volosports.com. You can check out all of the sports and schedules. Get in the game. You can do so with Volo Sports.
This week on the Dave Logan Podcast, the Broncos shock the Chiefs and Jerry Jeudy gets a big touchdown.
Floats one in the back of the end zone. He's got Jeudy. Jeudy runs underneath and touchdown, Denver.
Should we still trade Jeudy?
If I got solid draft compensation, I probably would move him.
And who could have predicted a week ago that the Broncos would play their best game of the season?
I don't know if they can beat Kansas City or not. We'll see. But I'll bet they play their best game of the season.
This is the Dave Logan Podcast.
Well, I actually got that one right. Welcome to the Dave Logan Podcast. Dave Logan and Julie Brownlee, podcast number 188. That's the blind squirrel theory right there, right? Even poor little blind squirrels, they run into an acorn every now and then, right?
So you were referring to on our open, we played a soundbite of last week. You had basically called this. You didn't say for sure that they're going to beat the Chiefs, but you were very sure of yourself that they were going to play their best game of the season. And I thought you were a whack job. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you thought that before, actually, or
I did,
last week
for a while. So you called it. I mean, that was something. And I'm not going to – I have a beef with your radio partner for a second. But – let's talk about the game.
No, I thought they, it was good to see, right?
Great to see.
You get the gorilla off your back. A lot of times you say the monkey, but this monkey had matured. It was a 16 game monkey, 8-year old monkey, which had grown into a full fledged gorilla. So, I thought defensively the Broncos were very active. I thought even though they didn't have a lot of sacks, they harassed Patrick Mahomes the entire game, and they created 5 turnovers, 4 on offense, 1 on special teams. And so, you know, in this league, honestly, we've seen the Broncos over the last, I don't know, handful of seasons lose games in which we go back and say, well, you know, if they hadn't turned the ball over there, or if they hadn't done this or that. And I'm sure the Chiefs are saying that today, but the bottom line is the Broncos beat them. They snapped the streak. They're 3-5 going into a bye week, and they can feel pretty good about themselves for a while.
So I'm going to say some tweets from your radio partners. You on KOA do the afternoon show with Alfred Williams and Ryan Edwards. Two very different, and both really struck me. Ryan Edwards. This is what he tweets out. Boy, that win might have screwed up the Broncos' chances of getting the first overall pick. Too bad. I want to fight. I want to fight that guy.
I didn't know he even did that.
Yeah.
That, well, yeah, I mean, there's probably, I won't say prevailing, but there probably are those out there that think that, that would prefer the Broncos lose every single game if it ensured that they were able to draft Caleb Williams. Here's the deal. I would suggest to those people, even though I really like Caleb Williams, and I think he's going to be a great player, but how many quarterbacks have been taken first or second in the draft in the last 20 years that have turned out to be either just so-so
or
in some cases not very good? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cleveland Browns were saying the same thing years ago about Tim Couch, who was a great player at Kentucky. He was the first pick in the draft. Now, I think Tim Couch is a really talented guy, and he did get into the playoffs, but Tim Couch never got the Browns to the Super Bowl. So to me, that's the sentiment of maybe people that...
Nerds?
No, but don't completely... how about this? We look at things differently. How about I say that and I'll take the high road?
We love sports for the reasons of yesterday. Or I guess this is my perspective. This season is not what we thought it was going to be. But when you beat a Chiefs team that is rolling, Patrick Mahomes, who was rolling last week, and you finally beat them after 16 tries and you beat them handily, that's fun. That's why we love sports. To root for your team to lose, that's zero fun. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, you are not assured of anything. It's like right now, I watched Chicago and the Chargers last night. Chicago has their first pick. They have the Carolina Panthers' first pick. Carolina won their first game of the season yesterday, beating the Houston Texans. So the Bears could conceivably have the top two picks. I mean, if the Bears decide they want to draft Caleb Williams, does that ensure that the Bears are going to, within, let's say, 5 years, be a deep playoff run team and maybe even a Super Bowl team once or twice? It does not.
Absolutely.
You have to find a supporting cast. You got to find the right coaches. You've got to find the right scheme.
No injuries.
Right?
Injuries.
So, yeah, I mean, I would love to get Caleb Williams. I think he is really, he is a terrific young talent. I would love for the Broncos to be able to draft him, but I'm not ready to hope that the Broncos lose every game this season just to ensure that they have the opportunity to do that. There are other good quarterbacks in this draft that I think may very well turn out to be pretty damn good NFL quarterbacks.
Okay, on the other side of the pendulum, Alfred Williams. The Broncos are back in the playoff race. Don't laugh.
Yeah, I mean, that's more my style.
Yeah.
But again...
Are they back in the playoff
race?
You
have two former players.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ryan has a different point of view. Are they back in the playoff race? Maybe. Maybe so. Maybe so. They're 3-5, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to have to steal. And you and I have talked about this before. When you lose your first three home games against teams that you should beat. Jets are a really good team defensively, but without Aaron Rodgers, they should have won that game. They should have beaten the Raiders, should have beaten the Commanders, right? When you lose those games, you have to steal a game somewhere else. Well, the Broncos just stole one yesterday. Mm-hmm. They beat a team that they were an 8 or 7.5 point underdog against at home. That's stealing a game. They're going to have to steal another one or two, plus win the games that they should win. So, the Monday night game in Buffalo coming up here after the bye week, very few people give them any chance to win that game. I don't know what the point spread in that game will be. I would imagine Buffalo will be, an 8-point favorite at least, something like that. But can Denver go back and find a way to steal the game, especially having a long period of time to prepare for it? We'll see. Hey, let me take a minute and talk to you about Steel. Have I told you how much I love my new Steel battery-powered chainsaw? Man, this thing is the bomb.
It's the MSA 220C, and it's one of the most powerful rear-handle chainsaws in the steel line, but it is extremely easy to use. Hell, if I can use it, trust me on this, you can use it. It's lightweight. It's not as clunky as some of those old-fashioned school chainsaws of the past. Did you ever think you could call a chainsaw nimble? Probably not, but this one actually is, and it's light, and it's really easy to pick up. A few weeks ago, I cut down some of the tree branches. Let me just tell you this. I was very, very proud of myself. Did that in my yard, and I couldn't believe how easy it was. Plus, think about using a chainsaw and not having to deal with any gas or any oil. You don't even have to pull on a cord. No fuel mixing or complicated startup procedures. All you do is squeeze the trigger and start cutting. It is unbelievably easy. It's a whole new and better experience for me. So where can you go to check out all of the Steel battery-powered chainsaws? You go to steelusa.com, and you can see all the options. And they've got a bunch of them. There's a lot of different models to choose from and at all different price points as well. Steelusa.com is also where you can find your closest steel dealer to check them out for yourself in person. Steel, America's number one selling brand.
Well, let's give kudos to Vance Joseph because he has been under such scrutiny this season, and some maybe deservedly so, especially after giving 10 touchdowns against Miami. However, when you do that, then you have to turn around and say, wow, he's made some adjustments. What adjustments did he make? What has he changed that they've had two great games against Kansas City? The last three games have been actually much better defensively.
Yeah, I mean, stop and think about this. The Broncos have faced the Chiefs twice this year and have given up one touchdown to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. That's pretty damn good. Yeah. So if you're going to, as you said, you're going to get up Vance Joseph, and a lot of that was deserved. You can't go down and give up a 70-point burger to Miami. I mean, but what I've seen from them is they've been better against the run. They've stopped the run a little bit better. And so when you can do that, then you can play some coverage. And you can, when you get teams into third down and long, which they really were not able to do against Miami, I'm not even sure Miami faced one third down and long. But when you get teams like that, then they've got pretty active young edge pass rushers, right? You got Jonathan Cooper. Baron Browning is back. And I thought he had an excellent game yesterday. Nick Benito has had a really good second season. All three of those dudes are young, talented edge pass rushers. So when you stop the run, or you at least control the run much more effectively, and they've done that the last couple of games, then you don't have to always bring your safeties down. Your safeties can play coverage. Thus, your coverage is better. I think you have to give Vance some credit for that. I certainly do.
Just talking specifically about the game, Trent Green, he was with Kevin Harlan. They work together all the time. He said, did the Chiefs fall victim to a trap game? Because they're playing, I guess, in Germany next week. Or is it first he said that, and then I think he realized what he was saying. Like, he wasn't really giving the Broncos any credit. So I guess the question is, was it the Chiefs maybe looking ahead to a bigger game? I think they play Miami.
They do.
Or was it the Broncos making all kinds of adjustments and just really just outplaying them?
I think a combination of both. I thought Denver outplayed them. Denver ran the ball 40 times, right? That's a lot. And they stayed with it. They were patient in their game. They had 33 plus minutes of possession time, which normally Kansas City owns the possession time. And I think maybe a combination of both. Yes, the Chiefs, I mean, anytime you beat somebody 16 straight times, it's human nature to sort of look at, and you just played them 17 days ago.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, it's the same. This is the same Denver team. We beat them 16 straight times. We saw them here, and they scored 8 points. I mean, how good could they possibly be? I don't care how hard the coach or coaching staff works on trying to get those guys to not look at it that way. It is human nature. They all can read. They see TV. They're online. They see social media. They know this team, and it's human nature for them to say, hey, this is business as usual for us. We'll go out. We'll score 30 points. The Broncos will score 13. And we'll get out of here and get ready to go to Frankfurt coming up here this week. But I do think Trent was smart in saying, also, you got to credit the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos played better yesterday than the Chiefs. I thought Patrick Mahomes, after the game, told the truth.
He was gracious too.
Told it, and he told the truth. Hey, they were the better team today.
Yeah.
And they were.
Speaking of his counterpart on the Broncos, obviously not statistically, he didn't light it on fire. Russell Wilson, 12 of 19, 114 yards, but three touchdowns, no interceptions, sacked four times. I thought this was interesting. So the NFL and CBS tweeted out where Russell Wilson ranks this season. The ratio of pass touchdowns to interceptions, second. Pass touchdowns, fourth. Pass touchdowns attempts, first. Passer rating, fourth. In fourth quarter comebacks, tied for first. Just those are some pretty high ranks, but you don't really feel like you're watching that, right? I don't.
I thought Russell was pretty good yesterday. I thought he was not good in Kansas City. But I think for the most part, he has improved greatly this year. We can debate as to why, and I think there are some obvious answers, but I thought he was good. And right now, that's the personality of this team. Everybody gets caught up, and I understand why, on how much money he's making, right? Is he really a $48 million quarterback when, you know, they're asking him to do what they're asking him to do? Could anybody else? Are there other quarterbacks that could make, you know, $17 million that could do what Russell is doing? All of that is understandable debate, because that's the world we live in now. But realistically, all of that doesn't matter. I mean, I think it's pretty clear what this team has to do offensively, given the personnel and given the offensive line, the receivers, the quarterback play, the running back play. They have to run the ball first, and they have to be patient in the run. And then they've got to be creative in some of those run heavy schemes at getting involved in play pass, and then taking a handful of shots, which they did against the Chiefs, and a couple of those paid off. I think Courtland's having his best year since the ACL injury, right? He had six, he caught a touchdown yesterday. That's six on the season. That ties his career high. But he's made a handful of 50-50 catches that we had not seen the last couple of years. And that's the beauty of Courtland Sutton. As big as he is, he's got good hands. And if you can throw him the ball when he's covered and expect him to go up and make a play, to get his body in front of the defender, to out-muscle the defender for the ball, to out-position a guy like rebounding-wise to get the ball, and he's been able to show that this year, then he's a valuable, valuable guy.
Hey, we'd like to take a moment and welcome a new sponsor to the Dave Logan Podcast. Really excited about this one. We love all of our sponsors, but we are really excited to partner up with Colorado State Patrol this season. That's because they love the Broncos as much as we do. And speaking of your favorite team, do you want to be part of their winning team? Colorado State Patrol has openings for emergency dispatchers, professional staff, security, and port of entry officers and troopers. So if you're resilient, focused, and have high character and are highly motivated to build a winning team for a safer Colorado, well, then the Colorado State Patrol wants to talk to you. Just visit csp.colorado.gov to connect with a recruiter today. Also, be sure and check out their Instagram page at CSP Hiring for a look at all of the opportunities at CSP, and also to check out some of their recruiting events. Be part of a winning team. You can do that at the Colorado State Patrol.
Hey, let me take a moment and talk to you about Molly Spirits. Can you believe it? It's already October. I checked my phone. And you know what October means, right? You've got Oktoberfest and beer. You know that. And the perfect place to pick up your favorite beer, that would be Molly's Spirits. Besides their amazing beer selection, Molly's has beer subscriptions. And that's a perfect gift for your friends, maybe family, or I might say for yourself. Get yourself a beer subscription from Molly's. How about that? Try the Beer Garden, which is a variety six-pack of three different breweries and two of each beer. These are all seasonal picks, so that means it will get you in the right mood for Oktoberfest this month. And you can subscribe for half a year or a full year.
You have the option. Or you can subscribe for the year-long six-pack of the month beer selection, where Molly's partners up with a specific brewery for the month and is then able to provide a huge discount on those quality beers. It's a great way to do it. So head to mollyspirits.com. Again, that's mollyspirits.com, and click on their club tab, and you can learn more about the beer subscriptions. Or, if you'd like, head to their Lakeside location at 44th and Harlan, or stop by their DTC location, which is on the west side of I-25 and Arapahoe. I've told you before, it's right next to Sprouts, and you can check out their beer selection in person. Molly Spirits, your home for Oktoberfest.
We tape this on a Monday. Tuesday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time is the trading deadline. And you brought up Courtland Sutton. Jerry Jeudy, we played the highlights specifically at the top of the show because his name has been rumored, probably the number one Bronco for to be traded. So what can this, what they did yesterday, does that change their philosophy to the trading deadline, what they thought they were going to do?
It may give them a little reason to pause. I think we're, you know, had they lost against the Packers and lost against the Chiefs, then they would have been more likely to pull the trigger on two or three guys, maybe three or four. Having beaten the Packers and beaten the Chiefs, and now you're 3-5, you know, I think they probably, before tomorrow, which is the trade deadline, will sit in a room and say, okay, how real do we think this is? Realistically, what do we think we can do right in the last nine games? Do we think we can go 6-3? If we go 6-3, we're going to finish 9-8. Do we think there's any chance that 9-8 allows us to creep into the playoffs as a wild card? I think that'd be tough. So you got to go 7-2 realistically in the AFC. Can they go 7-2? That's a tall task. So with respect to the question about Jeudy, I would still entertain, if I got solid draft compensation, I probably would move him. I probably would. He's got another year left on his deal. And then after next year, somebody, if he's here, that would be the Broncos, have to make a decision on what they're going to do with him at that point. And I've said this before. I think he's a good player. I think he's a really talented player. If Jerry Jeudy is not here for the remainder of the season, does that hamstring you offensively to the point that if you think you can go 6-3 or 5-4, now without him, you just don't feel that you can accomplish that? And I would submit the answer to that question is no. I don't think that affects their ability to win or lose. And again, don't get this twisted. I think he's a good player. He's a great route runner. And I've said it before, he's been an immature kid that is going to have to learn how things go in the NFL.
Is that why you think he should be traded?
No, I think with this offense this year, I think you can accomplish pretty much the same sort of, you can have pretty much the same sort of success. And I would look to stockpile some draft choices for next year, right? I would look to replenish this roster. Even though they've beaten the Packers and the Chiefs, this roster is still depleted of what I call mid-core talent, right? Special teams talent, backup talent. I mean, you've got to have the core group of your guys, the 30 guys of your 53 have got to be solid guys that can play in a pinch or start. And they need more bodies. They need more good players. And the best way to acquire those players, I think, or maybe not the best, but I think it's the best, is through the draft.
So I think I'm going to ask you the question that Bronco fans want to know. You could, all those questions, they could all be asking themselves in that meeting. What are your answers to that, though? Can they go 6-3?
I'm way more optimistic than one of my partners that I do the show with on KOA. So
rhymes with.
I mean, every single game that they play, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to find out ways to keep us in the game, and then we're going to go steal this game. Like, you know, everybody in the world will say Buffalo's better, and they probably are, and especially at home on a Monday night. That is not a great scenario, and we don't know how the weather's going to be. I mean, it could be whatever. right? Yeah. But you have to, if you're competitive, you've got to believe in your heart, like, you know what? We've got 2 weeks to prepare for these dudes. So if you're the head coach or the defensive coordinator, you've got to say, you look at this as a challenge, say, you know what? We're going to come up with something and we're going to stay in this game. And the longer we stay in this game, the more pressure on them. And then we're going to find a way to steal this game on the road. So to answer your question, I would say, yes, I would believe they could, but I still, if I got the right draft compensation for Jerry Jeudy, and there's people out there speculating you're going to get a second, you are not getting a second round draft choice. I'm not even sure you can get a third round draft choice for Jerry Jeudy. Doesn't mean I don't think Jerry Jeudy can play. It just means the value of wide receivers has dropped in this league. There are wide receivers that can really play that are right now on the sideline waiting to get a call, and you don't have to give up any draft compensation for them. So, yeah, if I got the right sort of deal, I still would pull the trigger.
You know, I hope they do not. One name I've heard being bantered around is Justin Simmons. I hope that they don't. I'm just a fan of him personally and professionally.
So I am too.
And I think he's good for the locker room. But I think he brings value.
But you have to, if you're in charge of running this team, you have to look at the short term, midterm, long term. Justin is 30. Is he 31 yet? He's over 30.
Yeah, he is.
Next year will be the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
And he's making a lot of money. He's a hell of a player. And he's an even better guy. But.
Dude, you're giving me the look.
No, I think it would depend on what the offer is. It would depend. Do I believe that we can restructure his deal and sign him and keep him for another 3 years and he's a productive guy? If the answer is yes and he's willing to do that, then that would be my first choice.
It would be interesting to see if he wants to restructure.
Sure.
Because he's a pretty cerebral, smart guy.
Very smart. Very
smart. He's
going
to know I trust him to know where he thinks this team is trending towards. So his answer would be very interesting, right?
Yeah. And he probably wouldn't. He's not going to answer that question to people like you and me. But he would answer to his agent. And his agent would answer to the Broncos. And so they would convey really what their true feelings might be with respect to, hey, do I really see myself here for the next 3 years, given kind of where we are and where I think we're going?
So before I let you go, there's something I need to talk to you about. Remember last week where we talked about who was more popular, Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift? Yeah.
Yes.
Did. Okay. Taylor Swift didn't make it, but Marky and I, we did some research. Just for a second, just let me talk.
You spend your time researching how popular Taylor Swift is.
Yeah, because I got to bring it when I'm with you. Like, I got to bring the info.
Tells me a lot.
Travis Kelce on Facebook has 977,000 Facebook followers.
I never said he had more followers.
Dave, you said that he's more popular.
Wait. I said he's more popular to males in this country that watch football.
Oh, you did not.
Go back and listen to it.
Okay.
Go back and listen to it.
Taylor Swift has 80 million followers.
Yep.
Also, that Sunday night game against the Jets, they had 27 million viewers. That was up 22% over last year's matchup between Mahomes and Brady.
You attribute that to Taylor Swift?
Yes, because the network made a Taylor Swift promo and teased her appearance. Huh. Viewership among teen girls aged 12 to 17 spiked 53%.
Teen girls. Well, terrific. Terrific.
Why can't you just go?
Why can't you just admit you're a Swiftie?
I'm not a Swiftie, but I know.
I'm not saying she's not popular.
You told me that Travis Kelce
is more popular with men who are football fans in this country.
You did not say that. We are going to.
Go back and listen to it.
Okay, and if I'm right, what are you going to say? I'm sorry.
Partake in. No, I'm not a Taylor Swift hater. Not at all.
You were. I'm just
she
saying.
Texted me this week that she was coming and then did not tell me she wasn't coming. So I told everybody she's going to be here. Okay. I don't know.
Got anything else?
Not really.
Okay. What are you going to do for the bye week?
Got high school football and plenty of things to keep me busy.
So a weekend of just chilling? What your game's on Friday night?
We have a bye. So bye this week.
The high school team does?
Yes.
You're going someplace.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Not anywhere. When's the next Taylor Swift concert? Let me ask somebody who would know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Why would you go?
I'm not a Taylor Swift hater. No.
What if you had a free ticket?
I'd probably give it to somebody who really valued going. I mean, I don't hate her.
No, I know.
I'm just like a generation or generation and a half removed from her. How old is she?
Late 20s, I think.
So you could be her mother.
Why did you have to end the podcast there? I'll see you next week.
All right, well.